Hello and welcome to another episode of Living Well Design Life with Kiran. So today I thought I'll talk about something I've been struggling with for years, and that is knowing your why. Why I do what I do. And the thing is, knowing your why provides clarity in your life. It infuses you with passion for your goals and it keeps you focused. Knowing your why helps you develop resilience. It allows you to live a life with integrity. You know, this is the thing. When I used to look for my why was always like, or I just want my life to be easier, or I want more money. You know, it was very kind of random stuff, but knowing your why is much deeper. So, and what I learned with years and time is that when you make your why bigger than yourself, it's easy to follow through. So when we moved to the UK about 12 years ago, in the beginning, my why was just to settle down. It wasn't anything big, but just kind of, you know, get on with life. And then one thing happened, which I haven't shared on social media before, but my daughter at that time, she was 5 or 6, she came home from school and her plimsoll ripped. And I thought, oh, okay, I need to go and buy some new shoes. And back in those days, I think I had like, I would have £5 one week and a couple of pounds of the week. So went to town, I bought the plimsolls, which in those days were like a couple of pounds. And then went to bookshop and she found this beautiful fashion book. It's like £17. And she's like, Mom, look at this. I asked, baby, it's beautiful, but I can't buy it here right now. I'll do it another time. No, that's fine. I just want to have a look. I said, it's fine. It's beautiful. And then she turns around and she says, dear God, please give my mom some money so she can buy something for me. And that broke my heart. I was like, just because I made a decision of getting divorced and becoming a single mom should not affect the life I give her. And that was actually the kick up my backside I needed to move on, to get out of a comfort zone and to get going with my life. And I did. Years of hard work, you know, sleepless nights, running like a headless chicken from one after school club to another, studying my teaching qualification, going to the job center, you name it, I tried everything and I did everything. And those days laid the foundation for where I am right now and who I am right now. And you know, it's been hard, that's to say the least. It's been very, very hard. And Facebook reminds me of those days every single day. And it just makes me more grateful for my life right now. But the most important thing is, you know, once you make your why bigger than yourself, it makes such a big difference, not only to you and that person or those people you're doing it for, but to everyone around you. People you don't even know, you're helping, you know. Like, I post on social media every single day. That's the first thing I do in the morning. I know it's a bad habit, but for me it's important to just put one positive message in case when someone wakes up they're having a bad day, a bad morning, bad start of the day. So my first thing in the morning is to publish a thing on Instagram, which I hope, you know, will inspire someone if they're having a bad morning. And incredibly enough, so many people have reached out to me and said, you know what, we never talk, but I'm just so grateful. I've been following you for so long and unknowingly you helped me so much through hard times. And that means so much to me. So, you know, that's one thing I do without failure. It's my why. It's to help others. And until quite recently, so when I turned 40 3 years ago, I turned my why from focusing on my daughter to myself. So my daughter is now 16. She goes to college. She got a job. She's a Junior Baker contestant. She was Miss Hertfordshire. She was a guest panelist at London's Marketing Festival. So she has done well. And that's because I raised her that way. I gave her all the freedom and all the knowledge I never had growing up. And because I live in a big family and very Indian values, you know, it's very limited what I can do and what I was allowed to do. And I didn't want Kushi to have the same limitations. So she has had the freedom I never had at that age, or even in my teenage years. It's only when I moved to the UK, like I said, 12 years ago, that's when I kind of got my life back, as in on my terms. I didn't have to answer to anyone. So back in those days, my why was Kushi, to give her a good life, to give the best of life I could possibly do, regardless of my marital status and my financial status. But now, because I got my life back, you know, when you're a mother, you lose yourself and everything becomes about your child. And that is what it became for me. But when I turned 40, I thought, you know what, she's big enough now. She'll look after herself. She doesn't need me as much as she used to do. And it's time to, you know, focus on me, on Kiran Singh. And about focus on me, doesn't necessarily mean that I'm just kind of being selfish, but actually it's more about me sharing my life experience over the last 12, 13, 14 years. You know, that maybe, you know, my story, my life lessons can inspire someone else. So this is, so my why is now my own personal growth, so I can then share it with others. And you know, there's so many ways you can find your why you're doing what you're doing. But I thought I'll share with you four steps or four things I always take into consideration when I'm kind of revisiting my why. So one is identifying the things you can do to make other people's lives better. What can you do that makes other people's life better? So I know, like I said, just by posting an inspirational story or post on Instagram in the mornings, that might help someone else. When I go out and about and I have some change, I give that money change to a homeless person. You know, I blog, podcast, vlog, whatever I do, I don't even get paid for it, but I do it because I want to inspire and help others. So what can you do to make other people's lives better? The second is, think about the activities that made you forget about the passage of time. What is it that you truly deeply love to do and you lose track of time? For me, it's sometimes cooking. I love journaling, reflecting and reviewing and planning. That's my thing, that's my game. I love decluttering. That's one thing I love to do and simplify my life. So anything for me that's related to personal growth, that make me lose track of time. So what is it for you? What activities make you forget the passage of time? The third one is, observe what people ask for you when they come for you to help. And for me, when people come to me, that's friends, family, clients, when they come to me for help, it's everything about personal growth, change your mindset, simplifying life, how to cook food. My best friend, she always kind of, oh, how to cook the rice, oh, how to do this, and how can I do this? So, you know, because I'm a lifestyle coach and that's what I specialize in, based on my own life experience, you know, so I know, you know, anything related to lifestyle, I can help with that. Anything related to coaching, I can help with that. Because my lifestyle is my business, basically. It's my calling, it's my purpose. And I love to inspire people to create a life they love, to curate it, create and curate. And the last tip is, this is a deep one and actually kind of an eye-opener. Imagine what you'll be doing if you learned that you only had 1 year to live. 1 year left to live. What would you do if you only had 1 year left? For me, I would travel. Forget about anything else, I would travel. I will sell everything and I'll travel. Another thing I would love to do is to meet the love of my life one more time before I leave this world. For me, it's to see Kushi being settled in her life before I leave this world. And I know these things are kind of very vague and very big, but this is, you know, I would try to make it happen. I attended Tony Robbins' World Summit last weekend. I think it's last weekend. And what really kind of hit home with that was, you know, whatever you decide to do, do it now. Even if it's vague, even if it's too big for your own understanding, find a way to make it happen, regardless. And when I look back in time, even though I think, oh, that's a little bit, you know, how the heck do you do that? But when I look back in time and all the actions I had taken to get where I am today is because I did just that. I made it happen. I tried and I failed and I tried and I failed countless of times to finally make it. So yeah, if one way doesn't work, try a second one. If the second one doesn't work, try a third one. try a new approach until you get where you want to be. Simple. You know, try again, fail again, try better, fail better. I think that's the quote or something. But yeah, you know, finding your why, it just makes things more purposeful. And I think that's something we tend to forget, that, you know, there's a bigger world. The world is bigger. There's a bigger reason than us, you know. Our problems are tiny and puny compared to other people's problems. I live at the seafront. I see the sea. And, you know, as far as I can see, I see the sea. You know, so, you know, we are just tiny in comparison to the big world. So, you know, I said in my previous podcast, you know, we tend to overcomplicate our life by having so many ends to meet. How about we actually have fewer ends and then meet them? Simplify life. You know, make your life count. You know, do things every single day that makes you happy. Don't wait for the weekend to have that picnic or to watch that movie. You know, do something for yourself every single day that makes your life count on a daily basis. At the end of the day, it comes down to the small, simple things to do every day, than that one thing you do once a week or once a month. This is it. It's as simple as it gets. So, when it comes to your why, make sure your why is bigger than your own reasons. Make sure it serves a purpose and it serves others. Because when you get out of your way to help others, it gets multiplied when it comes back to you. You know, it comes back multiple times. Every time I help someone, within a short period of time, I get a double back. In some way or form, I noticed every time I do something, go out of my own way to help someone, I get it back like tenfold, if not more. And just to be in a position to help others, regardless of how and where you are in your own life, it makes you feel more empowered and content and happy and grateful. And I think that's what I want for you to feel. So I want you to take a pen and paper whenever you're trying. Sit down and write down your why. Think of your why. Why are you doing what you're doing? Who is it serving? Apart from yourself, who else is it serving? And how can you make it serve better other people? Like I said, my first thing in the morning is to post an inspirational quote or something on my Instagram. Because I know it might help someone that morning or later that day. And for me, it's something Trent Shelton said. He said, if I can help one person, that one person being himself, I can change the world. So if I can help one person being me and I change my life, I can change the world. So I hope you enjoyed this video. Feel free to leave a comment below and I'll catch up with you next time. Take care. Bye.